We'll look in the Word of God, what God has for us this morning.
No, we're a Chinese church, but about a year or so ago, we started using English translation.
咁所以如果你哋係唔慣雙語咧，請你包容一下。有時聽唔明自己嘅言語咧，就容忍下。有啲人可能係需要個翻譯。
And although not everything is translated completely, you know, we ask that you just be patient, because we are basically a Chinese church, but we do welcome everybody to come and hope that, you know, you can hear from the Word of God, that God can minister to you in your language, or in a language you understand, I should say. I don't speak Syrian.
今日呢，我哋一齊打開聖經，我哋睇民數記11章。
Let's turn in the Bible, we look in Numbers chapter 11.
And
Tuesday we had a baptism, and praise God for the 6 who were baptized. Can you stand up if you were baptized on Tuesday? There's one. 2, 3, 4.
咁我哋平時咧會浸禮之後咧，就安排海喺崇拜講見證啊！下個禮拜我哋開始，所以你喺嗰日講咗咧，可能有啲人冇去咧，就係有機會喺度聽你講嚇。Usually
after the baptism, we have them come and share in the worship service. So next week we will start, because maybe you didn't go to the baptism and you want to hear how God has changed your life. So next week we'll start having them share.
咁我哋喺十一章裏邊咧，我哋上個星期已經開始睇呢一章裏邊。咁啊有一段咧，我哋就係跳過去。Now
last week we started looking in Numbers chapter 11, but there's a section that we jumped over, we skipped over.
咁所以今日咧想翻翻去睇嗰段啊。And
so this morning we want to go back and look at that section.
咁啊，可能呢個都會同你一啲嘅经历有关,
and maybe you will have an experience from what we're going to share this morning.
我哋睇16節至到17節,
and we're going to look in verse 16 to verse 17. I read in Chinese, you can follow along in English.
耶和华对摩西说：你从以色列的长老中召聚70个人。 就是你所知道作百姓的长老和官长的，到我这里来，领他们到会幕前，使他们和你一同站立。我要在那里降临与你说话，也要把降于你身上的灵分赐他们，他们就和你同当这管百姓的
Let's pray. 主耶稣，我哋将今日嘅时间交托喺你手里边，靠你嘅灵亲自与我哋讲说话。我哋欢迎你喺我哋当中，欢迎你降临喺我哋嘅当中，让每一个嘅心可以对照耶稣你，可以从耶稣你领受你今日要同我哋讲嘅说话。
我哋多谢主，听我哋祷告，奉耶稣名求，阿门。嗱呢个嘅经文咧，我哋睇到咧，摩西系一个嘅挣扎嘅里边，神嚟俾个答案佢。
Here we see that Moses was in a struggle, and God came and gave him an answer.
咁啊，佢个困难咧，就上个星期我哋睇咗好清楚。
And last week we saw the struggle that he was in.
俾我哋重温一温佢嘅困难系点样，我哋跳翻到十一节，就认识到摩西嘅困难几大。
And maybe to help us remember what he was experiencing at this time, we'll go back to verse 11, and we'll go from 11 to 15 and see what Moses prayed when he was complaining to God.
11至13节，你睇到摩西点样去投诉神呢？你睇下摩西对耶和华说：你为何待仆人？我为何不在你眼前蒙恩？竟把这管理百姓的重任加在我身上呢？管理这百姓的责任太重了，我独自担当不起。你这样待我。 我若在你眼前蒙恩，求你立誓将我杀了，不叫我见自己的苦情。
And here he said in verse 15, you know, hey, if I find grace in your sight, kill me now.
摩西就太辛苦，太困难。
He was in a big struggle.
我唔知你有冇试过系呢种嘅困难。话神啊，我而家唔想再生活落去，太辛苦，你杀咗我算数。
Have you ever been in a place like that? You say to God, hey God, it's too hard, it's too difficult. Just kill me now and get it over with.
摩西是这样求的。他说面对这个困难太辛苦的。我担不起的。我做不到。
He said, it's too much trouble. I can't handle it. It's too heavy of a weight for me to carry.
但我们人人都要担起一些重担。You
know, all of us have to carry a heavy burden.
彼此擔的重擔可能覺得是我自己的重擔最辛苦。
You know, sometimes when we are carrying our burden, we think it's the worst.
好像有個人入到一間房，可能你聽過這個例子。
It's like somebody that went into a room, and maybe you've heard this.
他跟神說，神啊，我的十字架太重，我背不起。
And he said, God, my cross is too heavy, I can't carry it any longer.
然後神跟他說，好。 你一间房嘅，你见到咁多嘅十字架，你揾一个你觉得担得起，你将你嘅十字架放低，去揾一个轻啲嘅。
And so God said, "Okay, come into this room, and there's many crosses here. Find the one that you think you can carry. Put your heavy one at the door and look for one."
跟住个人咧就周围望，周围揾，哇，揾咗好耐，哇，又高又大又肥又重，揾来揾去揾唔到，终于呢。
在门口找到一个觉得哇正的这个 And so he goes looking in the room and he sees all these big heavy crosses and they're all so heavy and powerful and tall and big, you know, and he looks around for a long time and finally he couldn't find any until he comes back to this door and he says, hey, there's one. That's a small one. I can handle that.
然后他说，这个小个我可以担得起的。然后神跟他说，喂，那个是你刚刚放低的那只喔。
And then God said to him, hey, that's the one you just put down, man.
好多时我们面对的困难，好多时我们面对的重担呢，我们觉得就嚟窒息啊。
And so often we face the trial and the difficulty and we think, man, it's going to suffocate me.
在那个时候你应该怎么做呢?
When you're in a trial like that, what should you do?
要学摩西，要跟神坦白讲。
And in times like this, we need to learn from Moses and be honest with God.
跟神讲，神啊，我辛苦，我担不起，我做不到。
We need to say to God, you know, God, I can't handle it. It's too much for me.
摩西在求帮助。
And Moses was calling out for help.
你有没有试过求帮助?
Have you ever called out for help?
有些人太骄傲的，他说什么都不用理，我自己搞得定。
You know, some people are so proud. They say, hey, I don't need help. I can do it myself. You know,
摩西很聪明，他求帮助。But
Moses, he was wise. He called out for help.
他承认他做不到。And
he admitted that he couldn't do it.
神呢就很明白摩西。You
know, God knows what's going on with Moses. 神知道摩西的困难。 God knew the struggle that Moses was in.
So he said,
and so God wanted to give him two answers to his struggle.
他第一个问题呢，百姓呢就求食肉啊，他又没办法搵啲肉俾佢食。
You know, the first struggle is that Moses, the people were asking for meat, and he had no way to provide meat for all these people.
于是呢，神嘅答案呢有两方面，一方面就俾肉佢食。 第二方面是被帮助摩西。
And so the first thing that God is going to do is he's going to give meat to the people to eat.
And then he's going to give help to Moses. 弟兄姊妹，我唔知你今日担起嘅困难，我唔知你面对咩事，但我可以肯定一样嘢，神系有办法帮你。
You know, I don't know what you're facing today. I don't know what your struggle is today. But I can be 100% certain God has a solution for you.
因为神系解决问题嘅神。
Because our God is a God who solves problems.
佢系有能力，你系谂唔到。
God has ways that we cannot think of.
佢嘅办法非同我哋嘅办法，佢嘅道路非同我哋嘅道路。
God's ways are beyond our ways. His paths are beyond our paths.
所以我哋需要向神仰望依靠。
So we need to trust in God and ask Him and rely on His help.
所以呢度我哋会见到呢。上个星期睇到神点样供应啲肉俾啲百姓食，系一个神迹。
And last week we saw how God gave them the meat, and it was a miracle.
呢个星期我哋睇到神俾摩西第二个答案。
And so today we're going to look at the second answer that God gave Moses.
因为其实百姓咧求不需要嘅肉，神就俾佢。摩西冇求。别人嘅帮助，但系佢需要别人嘅帮助，神就俾佢。
You know, God gave the children of Israel meat that they didn't need, but they asked for. Now He's going to give Moses help that he needed, but he didn't ask for.
神好多时系咁咧，佢将嗰啲我哋真正需要嘅嘢，佢俾我哋嘅。有时咧，佢会俾一啲我哋唔需要嘅，因为佢锡我哋。
You know, so God does that. He gives us what we truly need, even if we don't ask for it. And sometimes in His grace and His mercy, He gives us what we ask for just because He loves us.
我有个经文好鍾意呢，你可能识背呢，腓立比书第四章十三节。
There's a very nice verse I like in Philippians chapter 4, verse 13.
我靠着那加给我力量的，凡事都能做。
I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
我靠着那加给我力量的，凡事都可以做。
And all things through Christ who strengthens me.
当耶稣系帮助我哋，当耶稣同我哋一齐呢，我哋可以做得到，我哋有能力做得到。
And when God is with us, we can do it because He is helping us.
我呢度神点样帮到摩西呢？系睇到呢。叫摩西揀70个人，系可以帮到佢。
And here, God told Moses to choose 70 people to come and help him.
咁可能你会记得，如果你一路喺民数记睇紧嘅时候咧，或者出埃及记，你会记得咧，摩西又试过一次咧，佢由朝到晚帮啲人咧，但系佢嘅外父咧话佢听，哇，你咁样做你会做死自己喎。
Now, if you've been following along with us from Genesis to Numbers, you'll know that in Exodus, there's a time when Moses was leading the people, and from morning to night, he was judging the people, and his father-in-law came to him and said, hey, you can't do this. It's going to kill you.
So, in the 18th chapter, 17th chapter, there was a time when
And so in Exodus chapter 18, around verse 17, God's help, you know, Moses' father-in-law says, hey, Moses, you can't do it. You're going to get tired. You're going to wear yourself out. You know, it's too heavy of a burden.
於是當時呢，摩西就揀咗呢一啲嘅千夫長、百夫長、五十夫長、十夫長去管理百姓。
And so at that time, Moses chose leaders of the people to rule over the 1,000, over the 100, over the 50, over the 10.
他已经建立了这个的组织安排。
And so Moses already set up this way to lead the people.
但是这班人是怎样管理呢？他可能是日常生活那些争执，好像警察，好像法官、社工那样。
And how do these people rule? They're more like taking care of the daily needs, the daily problems, more like policemen or maybe judges or people like that.
佢唔系属灵领袖，佢唔系从神嘅角度去帮到啲人。
They were not leading in the spiritual way with a spiritual leadership, the way that God wanted. They were just leading in the practical needs.
所以其实呢，呢个俾我哋睇得到，摩西有好多呢啲人系管理啲人咧，但系佢帮唔到属灵上嘅嘢。
And so Moses had all these people leading the in just normal daily activity, but there is nobody helping in the spiritual work.
所以当啲百姓开始埋怨投诉，话啊，我哋要肉食，我哋反对摩西，反对神，摩西就受唔起，冇人同佢同工，冇人支持佢。
And so when the people start complaining and saying, hey, we want meat to eat, we can't do it on ourselves, we don't like God, we don't like Moses. Moses had nobody to stand with him. He was all alone. Nobody with him fighting the spiritual battle.
他以为呢,还得我一个人在这里,没人理我,没人关心我,没人知道我的事。
And Moses is saying, hey, I'm all alone. Nobody helps, nobody cares, nobody knows what I'm going through. He thought he was all by himself.
神就跟他说，你不是单独一个，有70个人要站在你身边支持你。
And God comes to Moses and he says, hey, you're not alone. There are 70 people here who want to stand with you and be a support to you.
当我们面对困难，我们觉得是单独我一个人， 我哋会觉得好辛苦啊！但系当神话你听，你打开眼啊，你有盲点，你睇唔到，原来有好多人喺你身边同你一齐，哇，舒服好多。You
know, whenever we think we're all alone and there's nobody that understands, nobody that cares, you know, we need to take the blinders off. We got tunnel vision, and God says, hey, there are 70 people who want to support you.
其实圣经里面有另一次又系咁上下，有个人叫以利亚，佢又喺旧约圣经里边系同假先知搏斗。And
there's another time in the Bible that this happened. A guy called Elijah, and he was fighting against the false prophets of Baal.
跟住佢赢到一场好犀利嘅仗。
And he had a great victory against these idols.
根据个女王嘅恶嘅女王嘅，就话要斩佢头落嚟。And
then Jezebel, the evil queen, said she's going to cut his head off.
于是呢，以利亚走，跟住走佢话：神啊，得我一个人，冇人同我一齐。And
then he ran. He got scared. He ran away, and he said, "Hey, there's nobody here with me. I'm all alone. They want to kill me."
Suddenly, 找到他呢，知唔知点样同佢讲？
Do you know what God said to him when he found Elijah?
佢话仲有七千冇向巴力下拜。你唔系独自一个。
God said, there are 7,000 who have not bowed to Baal. You are not alone.
跟住神叫他去找一个得力助手以利沙，高抹以利沙一起去工作。
And then God told him to go and find Elijah and anoint Elijah to work together.
当我们面对的困难是一个人面对，我们觉得很辛苦。但是当有人一起在我们身边面对，哇，舒服很多。
You know, when we are facing the trial all by ourselves, it's so difficult. But when we've got others standing with us, supporting us, it's so much easier.
你今日有冇人喺你身边支持你？
Is there somebody standing next to you that can support you?
好多时嗰啲所谓朋友喺你身边咧，就拆毁我哋嘅。见你跌咧，就踩你多脚。嘿，应该啦。<laughs>
You know, so often we have so-called friends that are standing next to us. When we fall, man, they get so happy. Oh, it serves you right. Yeah, I step on you. God wants to give you people that stand beside you, that will support you. There will be an encouragement to you.
神想俾一啲嘅喺你身边可以鼓励你、建立你嘅，因为我哋自己一个人做唔到。We
can't do it alone.
神俾摩西70个长老可以帮下佢手。God
gave Moses 70 elders who could help him.
嗱，呢70个长老呢？ Now, these 70 elders, maybe they were from the leaders of the thousands and leaders of the hundreds. And Moses chose from among them. But God is going to change them. Because after Moses chooses these 70 elders, God's going to do something to them.
你可能说,这70个人可以帮摩西做什么呢?
Maybe you're asking, what can these 70 people do for Moses?
如果百姓在投诉埋怨,闹那样,闹情绪等等,
这70个人可以站在那里,说,你不要这样啊, 我们仰望神啊, 神是有办法的,是吧? Now let's say when the people start complaining and murmuring and yelling at Moses and getting angry at God and saying, I don't like this. Then these 70 people can be among the people and saying, hey, don't do that. Let's look to God. Have faith in God. God will carry us through.
摩西一个人做不到这么多几百万人口,但70人分布在他当中,去缓和的情况。
Moses can't handle it for a couple million people, but when you've got 70 elders among them helping with him, then they can help to settle down the dust that starts to arise.
So God tells him to choose these 70 people. God will exalt him, become Moses' successor.
So God's going to anoint these people that Moses chooses to be his helpers.
我们看神怎么做24节,
let's look in verse 24,
民数记11章24节,
Numbers chapter 11, verse 24.
摩西出去将耶和华的话告诉百姓, 又召聚百姓的长老中70个人来, 使他们站在会幕的四围, 耶和华在云中降临, 对摩西说话,
把降与他身上的灵分赐那70个长老，灵停在他们身上的时候，他们就受感说话。以后却没有再说。长老，长老要做神的工作，神就将他的灵放在他身上。 These elders were going to do God's work, and so God put His Spirit into them.
他需要神的灵，他自己用自己的能力没办法做到。
They needed the Spirit of God in them. They couldn't do it in themselves.
他需要圣灵浇灌在他身上。
They needed the Holy Spirit to anoint them, to come upon them.
Now, 没有圣灵是没有能力，没有能力是没有权柄，只是靠自己，靠自己有限的智慧。
Now, without the Holy Spirit, you have no power. Without the power, you don't have the authority. And without that authority, you're just working in your own strength and in your own wisdom.
Now, 自己的聪明智慧有限。
我们用自己的聪明智慧呢，我们是有限公司。You know, when we use our own strength and our own wisdom, we're limited.
有好多嘢我哋唔识睇，有好多嘢我唔知。就算我好聪明、好叻嘅人呢，有好多嘢我有盲点，有限制。You
know, even if I'm a very wise and intelligent person, there's so many things that I am limited at that I have blind spots for that I don't have the perfect knowledge of.
但当神的灵降临在我们当中的时候，我们是有无限力量，因为有神的资源.
But when the Holy Spirit comes upon us, then we are unlimited in what God gives us because we have the source of all God's power.
所以这70个人呢，如果只用他自己的聪明智慧管理百姓，他做不到。 So if these 70 elders were going to use their own power and their own strength, they could not have done it.
所以神将他的灵放在他们70人当中，使到他们能够用神的权柄做得到。
And so God filled them with His Spirit and gave them spiritual power and spiritual anointing, and then they could do it with the power of God.
弟兄姊妹，你可能觉得你做基督徒好辛苦，你可能觉得好多事你冇办法跨成你嘅老我。我话你听，你都需要圣灵降临喺你身上。
You know, maybe you are struggling. You say, hey, I can't live this Christian life on my own. I've got struggle. I can't overcome the temptations. I tell you, you need the Holy Spirit in your life. You need the Holy Spirit to be with you, to change you.
因为我们在我们自己的里面是很有限的，但是有神充满我们的时候，我们是无限。
Because when God fills us and anoints us, we have God's source of power with us.
好奇妙呢，神嘅灵可以充满我哋。当佢呢70个人被充满嘅时候，佢就可以讲预言，佢可以说神嘅话语。
And when these 70 got filled and anointed with the Holy Spirit, then they were able to speak the word of God. They could speak about God.
佢开始喺度讲预言，喺百姓听到，哇！佢点解会有神嘅灵可以讲咁犀利嘅说话？
And then all the people heard them and said, wow, how can they say all this? It's amazing.
这个是神要证明他的灵来在他当中。
And this is God proving that He was with them. He gave them a special gift.
神给他一个特别的恩赐，就可以鼓励人说，啊，他真是神充满。
And so God did that so that people could say, hey, look, they are truly anointed.
但是可惜这里说，他只是说神的话语一次。
But here it says they only spoke and prophesied one time.
他没有第二次。即是第一次呢，他证明了神高牧了我们，但是日后呢，他没有这个能力。
But here the one time they prophesied and then after it proved that they were chosen by God and then after that they couldn't prophesy again.
其实说到说预言呢，在圣经里面不是说
Usually in the Bible when it says to prophesy, it's not talking about speaking of the future. It's not talking about foretelling. It's talking about forthtelling. It's telling what God is doing, talking about God's grace and His love.
所以呢班人呢，佢被圣灵充满。其实神喺教育圣经会咁样做。喺教育圣经呢，我哋见到几次呢，人哋被神拣选高立，佢就会说这个预言。
And in the Old Testament, we see when God chose some people and anointed them that this would happen.
如果你睇撒母耳记上第10章，你都会见到扫罗王。
都是有这样的经历。 If you look with me in 1 Samuel chapter 10, you'll see that Saul the king had the same thing happen to him.
扫罗王呢，就原本不是先知，不是有那些能力，但是神要高牧他，拣选他做皇帝，他有这个经历。
Saul was not the king of Israel, and yet when God chose him and wanted to anoint him as the first king of Israel, this is what happened.
在第十章第九节至到十一节，你睇下发生咩事。
And from 1 Samuel chapter 10, verse 9 to 11, look at what happened to Saul.
扫罗转身离别撒母耳，神就赐他一个新心。当日这一切挑头、笑头都应验了。扫罗到了那山，有一班先知遇见他，他的灵，神的灵。 大大感动他，他就在先知中受感说话。素来认识素罗的看见他和先知一同受感说话，就彼此说：基士的儿子遇见什么了？素罗也列在先知当中吗？
Now here it said that when the Spirit came upon him, God gave him a new heart. Here it says that when he started prophesying and the Spirit filled him, that the people came and said, "What happened to Saul? He's different."
嗱，當我哋有聖靈充滿我哋嘅時候，人哋都會話：，喂，點解你唔同咗？有啲咩唔妥？我覺得你有個新心咁。
You know, when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, people around you are going to say, "Hey, what's happened to this guy? He's different. He's got a new heart."
你想唔想要一個新心啊？
Do you want a new heart?
是以前那個心不認識神，不敏感於神，是不了解神。現在神將一個新心給我，我可以感受到神感受的事。
You know, I could have a new heart. Before, I didn't know about God. I couldn't experience God. I didn't respond to the things of God. God gives me a new heart. And now I can respond. I can know God. I can feel what God wants me to feel.
神要給一個新心我們。神的靈光在我們裡面，給我們是變，改變。
And so when the Spirit comes upon us, we changed. Do you want to change?
Yeah. Hey, 牧師，你不明白，我試過了，我一次又一次，我立定決心，我一定要改變。但是過了兩天，我變不到。
He's like, "Pastor, you don't understand. I've tried. I've said so many times, I'm going to change. And after 2 days, I make a hard work at it. But then I go back to my old self."
是吗？
是啊。
我们需要神的灵改变我们的心。
We need the Spirit to come and change our heart. 我们需要神在我们里面。
那扫罗呢，可惜他就有这个经历一次过，跟着他骄傲，以为是日后呢他远离神，他一个恶毒的皇帝，远离神的皇帝。
You know, unfortunately for Saul, he had this experience, but he didn't walk in it. He got proudful, and he said, "Hey, I'm okay." And then he went off on his own, and as the first king of Israel, he became an evil king, and he walked away from God.
神俾機會佢，但係佢唔把握個機會。
God gave him an opportunity, but he didn't take advantage of this opportunity.
呢七十個領袖，呢七十個長老，神同樣係高牧佢。
And these 70 elders, God anointed them.
那我哋繼續睇民數記，睇發生咩事。
And let's continue in Numbers chapter 11 and verse 26 and see what went on, what developed in this story.
26-27, in verse 26-27, it says this: 但有两个人仍在营里，一个名叫伊利达，一个名叫米达。他们本是在那些被掳的人中，却没有到回幕那里去，灵停在他们身上。他们就在营里说预言。有个少年人跑来告诉摩西说：以尼达、米达在营里说预言。
Here, 68 of them were with Moses, and two didn't come. And yet, even though they were off, not next to Moses, they still were able to prophesy.
圣灵呢充满嗰七十个人嘅时候呢，同样充满咗呢两个冇到嘅。应该来过，但是只有68人来，那两个人没来到，但是神一样呢，没有时间空间的限制，都是充满他两个。
You know, God is not limited to space and time. He could anoint them even though they didn't come.
这个看到神的拣选和神的高牧，摩西拣了70个，只有68个人来，为什么那两个不来我们不知道，但是神不理那么多，摩西拣，神照充满。
And so we see here that, you know, Moses chose 70 and they should have come with the other 68. They didn't come. We don't know why they didn't come. But God anointed them anyway. That's the grace of God.
神想告诉你，无论你在哪里，神的灵可以降临在你身上。
And God wants you to know that no matter where you are, God can come upon you.
你不一定要来到教会，神可以充满你。你可能在澳门，可能在中国，可能在一个小岛，我不知道哪里，神的灵是没有受限制。You might be in Macau, you might be in China, you might be in some
outside island somewhere, I don't know. God can come. You don't have to come to church. You don't have to go there. God is everywhere. 神是没受你的限制。 Don't get me wrong, I'm not telling you not to come to church. But 神的灵不是局限在一个地方, but God's Spirit is not limited to one place. He is the creator of the universe. He is everywhere. 神是创造宇宙,祂周围都有. 这个证明到,祂两个没来,神就充满祂, and here we see that God still filled them, even though they didn't come.
感谢主,神是这么奇妙。不过可惜在68节呢, 有人就不喜欢。
But you know, in verse 28, we see that somebody didn't like this.
68节呢,就是这样讲。 28, 28至30,
look in verse 28 to verse 30.
摩西的帮手，乱的儿子约书亚，就是摩西所拣选的一个人，说：请我主摩西禁止他们。摩西对他们说：你为我的缘故嫉妒人吗？为愿耶和华的百姓都受感动，说话：愿耶和华把他的灵降在他们身上。 于是摩西和以色列的长老都回到营里去。
You know, Joshua, Moses' assistant, came and said, hey, how can this happen? You know, stop them. They can't prophesy. They weren't among us.
And Moses said, hey, you know, are you jealous for me? Don't be jealous. I would that everybody could prophesy. I would that the Spirit would come upon everybody.
摩西的心就会很好。他就没有这个 保护自己的权势的心，佢盼望过都可以有神嘅灵。嗱，摩西有远见， Moses had a vision. 佢有盼望神嘅灵可以嚟到每一个人嘅身上， and he hoped that the Spirit would come upon everybody. 其实神都有呢个心， and your God has the same heart.
在教育圣经的时候呢，只有神局限在某些人身上。
In the Old Testament, the Spirit could only come upon a few individuals.
但当耶稣来了世界之后，从死里复活，神将他的灵来到呢，每一个人都可以受圣灵。
But you know, after Jesus came and died on the cross and rose from the dead, then Jesus gave us the Holy Spirit, and everybody can receive the Holy Spirit today.
摩西是仰望那个日子,
Moses was longing for this day, and you and I are living in this day. We can have the Holy Spirit in us.
所以摩西说,不要阻止他,
and Moses said, don't stop them, and don't be jealous for me.
约珥书我读给你听，因为可能你揾唔切。约珥书系旧约圣经第2章28节。
I'm going to read from Joel chapter 2 verse 28.
以后我要将我的灵浇灌凡有血气的，你们的儿女要说预言，你们的老年人要做异象，少年人要见异象。
And in Joel chapter 2, 28, it says, I'm going to pour out my Spirit upon all flesh. Your young men shall prophesy. Your old men shall see dreams and have visions. I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh.
当彼得呢，耶稣复活之后，彼得第一次讲道，他用约珥书来讲道，因为
Peter, the first time he preached after Jesus rose from the dead, he used this verse.
因为耶稣从死里复活，跟着神的灵来到当中,
because after Jesus rose from the dead, the Spirit came and filled them.
在使徒行传你可以看第1章第8节,
you can turn to Acts chapter 1, verse 8.
喺《使徒行传》我哋会见到耶稣实现咗呢一个嘅呢一件事 ，and we'll see that God is going to fulfill this promise. 使徒行传第一章第八节 ，in Acts chapter 1 verse 8 it says, 但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚，直到地极，作我的见证。It says, but when the Spirit comes upon you, you will receive power to become my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the uttermost parts of the world. So, Jesus said, you have the Holy Spirit coming. We are very familiar with the verse of John 14, 16. Jesus said, when he leaves, the Holy Spirit will come to you. And Jesus said in Matthew chapter 14, verse 16, that when he's going to go back to the Father, so that the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, can come. 以前保惠师呢就唔可以喺人哋里边，只会与我哋同在。但系当圣灵降临嘅时候呢，圣灵喺我哋里边。And in the past, the Holy Spirit could not come into us; he would just be among us. But because Jesus died on the cross, rose from the dead. The Holy Spirit now can come and fill our lives. 因为耶稣死赎罪，从死里复活，圣灵就可以嚟到充满我哋。弟兄姊妹，我哋需要圣灵，我哋需要圣灵嘅能力。We need the Holy Spirit. We need the power of the Holy Spirit. 因为你自己独自做唔到，你需要神嘅帮助。Because you cannot do it by yourself. You need the help of the Holy Spirit. 那可能你身边没人帮得到你，但是神帮到你。神在你身边做个保卫师，他是做你的帮助者，服侍你。You know, maybe nobody will be next to you helping you, but you have God, and His Holy Spirit wants to help you. And He is the comforter that will come and help you, and lead you, and guide you. 我哋需要神嘅灵喺我哋当中，神就应许，当你愿意圣灵充满你，我哋靠神，神就会俾圣灵浇灌喺我哋当中。You know, and God says that when we're willing that the Holy Spirit fill us, He will come and send the Holy Spirit. 耶稣讲过一句说话，佢话：你们做父亲边个好？儿女求饼就被石头佢啦，求鱼被条毒蛇佢。佢话何况你天上的父会将圣灵赐俾求佢嘅人。You know, Jesus said, "You as earthly fathers, when your children are hungry and they ask for bread, you won't give them a stone. When they ask for meat, you won't give them a poisonous snake. And how much more?" Will our Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask? So, if we rely on God, God, I have difficulty. I'm like Moses. I'm in a situation. I have no way. I rely on Your Holy Spirit to help me. Rely on Your Holy Spirit to heal on my body. God will listen to your prayer. When you, like Moses, come to God and say, "God, I'm at the end of my rope. I can't handle this anymore. I need Your help. I need the Holy Spirit." Would you give me your Holy Spirit to help me, to be with me? God will hear your prayer. 神一定会听你祷告，圣灵会降临喺你身上，你会有个信心，你会系有能力，你会改变。God will hear your prayer. He will give you a new heart. He will change you, and He will be with you. 我哋需要圣灵，冇圣灵我哋乜都做唔。Without the Holy Spirit, we can't do anything. 嗱，你可以用自己嘅能力，你可以用自己嘅聪明智慧，你会发现到行好多冤枉路，行好多碰钉，行好多骨头路。有圣灵咧，可以亨通顺利。Now you can try doing it in your own wisdom, doing it in your own strength. You're going to run into dead ends. You're going to get obstacles. You're going to get stuck in the mud.But when you do it in the strength of the Holy Spirit, God will give you clear sailing. 神冇应承咧，俾我哋一 一路封信，但是他答应呢是跟我们一起坐船，是吧？
God never promised that we'd have an easy go, and that we'd sail with a clear breeze, but he did say that he'd be with us when we sail.
So in this, we see that Moses needed 70 elders to help him.
Here, God, Moses needed 70 people to help him, and we also need people.
即係從另一個角度，你可以睇到教會係需要一啲屬靈嘅領袖嚟帶領。
And just in closing, we can look at this and we can see that even the church, we need spiritual leaders, anointed of God, to lead the church.
摩西需要人嚟幫手，我哋都需要人嚟幫手。Moses
needed people to help him, and we need people to help us.
在人的角度呢，有些人觉得，哎，教会牧师师母做得到，搞定。
You know, lots of times from men's perspective, they say, oh, pastor and his wife, they can handle the church, no problem.
但是从神的角度不是。有人统计呢，一般教会呢，一个人服侍到20人左右，超过20人呢，他没办法，太多人控制不到。
You know, people have done studies on this, and they say in the church that one pastor can lead maybe 20 people. And beyond 20 people, you know, it's way beyond anything that they can handle.
那个唯有的方法呢，就是当教会增长，需要一些属灵的领袖，有神的灵在他身上，一起行，一起同工。
And the only way to handle it is to have spiritual leaders who have the Spirit of God that can work together.
So, if there is a person who is not a person, who is a person who is a person who is a person who is a person who is a
Now, whether they're paid or unpaid, whether they're volunteer or whatever, if there's more spiritual leaders, then God can use them.
So, if you look at our church, there are more than 20 people.你知道我们需要有其他人协助，是不是？
So if you look around and you say, hey, there's more than 20 people, that means we need help.
咁啊，位牧师、师母、阿球叔、阿添，唔应该叫球叔啊，小球、五角添先生啊，我哋人人有限喎，唔一定做到20人一个咁多哦。
You know, all of us, we are limited. Maybe we can't even handle 20 people at one time.
所以神要兴起其他人一起协助。
So God needs to raise up other leaders.
神要将这些兴起的人将他的灵放在他里面。
And God wants to put his spirit in these people that he raises up.
因为他被兴起他用自己的力量都不行。
And because as they are raised up, if they use their own strength, they can't do the work either.
所以如果有100人的教会最低限度要5个领袖，是不是？如果是200人的教会，最低限度要10个领袖。
So if you've got 100 people in your church, you need at least 5 leaders, spiritual leaders. If you've got 200, you need 10 spiritual leaders.
最低限度，越多越好。
That's just the basics. I mean, the more the better, right?
今天呢，因为最近呢，我们教会呢，有一个会员大会。咁啊，會員大會咧就係、是、都係屬於教會一啲嘅抉擇大事安排嘅工作。
Our church we have a board that handles major decisions for the church。
咁我哋都係有一方面係滿足政府註冊嘅要求，係理事會嗰啲政府文件。另一方面係有啲誒，俾教會弟兄姊妹有啲參與喺啲一啲嘅抉擇上啊。
And one aspect is we meet the requirements of the government for registration. And another aspect is we let some of the those that God is raising up to be involved in some of the leadership and the decisions.
咁所以最近咧，我哋開咗會員大會、揀理事會、監事會啊呢啲，咁啊，我哋邀請咗三個新人加入。
And recently we had a board meeting and to choose the people who would be officers and all that, and we have three people that joined, new people that joined in our board.
咁我哋嘅會員大會，我哋係邀請加入。有啲教會咧，邊個洗禮都係加入，但係我哋教會嘅習慣就係邀請。我哋睇到係屬靈有對教會有個心，有個委託，跟住我哋邀請佢加入會員大會，即係可以參與理事會等。咁我哋係請咗兩位年輕人想加入。
And we choose people to join in on our board that have been involved in the church who.Have been serving and seem to be faithful. And so we chose two young men to join in our board and to start partaking.
咁所以今日呢，我想请佢嚟到前边呢，我哋为佢祷告，又想请阿求同阿 Tim 呢，就为佢嚟按手，靠神嘅灵高抹喺佢身上，靠神呢。使用佢，雖然係可能覺得加入呢個會員大會，但係可能好唔習慣啊。但係好似摩西請七十個人咧，就請佢咧神嘅靈降臨喺佢身上，唔係用佢自己嘅智慧，係要用神嘅智慧。So
I want to ask Tim and Robert to come and lay hands on these two men, and we'll pray for them that God would anoint them as God anointed the 70 elders with Moses.And not that they would do things in their own strength, but that God's Spirit would anoint them and enable them to do it in God's strength. And Pete,
其實偉牧師都係其中一個 I didn't know you were there. 佢都係一個新加入，不過佢因為佢偉牧師咁啊，我哋請佢都。按手喺呢兩位新人身上。
Although he's also new added to our board, but because he's already a pastor, we'll have him pray for the two new guys too.
所以健身同埋陣母，請你行前啊，請啊。